Another conversation that's ongoing at the takeaway.org and among our listeners is all about what poverty looks like in their own community.
I'm a single mother, master's degree, have worked full-time. When I had my son, I've been uneligible at any time for welfare benefits. I myself make less than $36,000.
I've got more and more people begging on street corners.
Anybody who is working minimum wage and does not have a second job or a second source of income is living at poverty level, especially if they have a dependent.
Those listeners called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with their story. You can also post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Poverty is a state of mind as well as an economic statistic. Those stories of economic struggle may or may not meet the category, a federal official category of the poverty line. But according to new census numbers and a new way of measuring poverty, the face of American poverty and the narrative and stories of who is poor and why seems to be shifting dramatically. For the first time in U.S. history, for instance, the percent of Hispanics living in poverty outpaces African Americans. In fact, Latinos were hit the hardest by the Great Recession. Joining us now with more is Pedro Noguera, sociology professor and head of the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education right here in Manhattan at New York University. Professor, good morning.
Morning, John.
So when you look at these numbers and look at the stories of poverty and particularly new poverty, people who have made a dramatic swing in the past few years, why does it appear that Latinos are overrepresented in this group?
Well, Latinos are already disproportionately clustered in low-wage jobs, in construction, in agriculture, hotels and restaurants, even hospitals. And so these industries have been hit hard by cuts, particularly during the recession. And so many of them have fallen into unemployment, and their low wages have, taken a toll on the family income.
What is the capacity for institutions, either at the local, state, or federal level, to reach this population with services, income maintenance, food stamps, and the like?
Well, many, Latinos are pretty widely distributed across the United States, but many are in rural areas where there are much fewer services. And so that's where poverty sometimes is the most severe, because you compound lack of income with a lack of social services, and you'll see families really suffering with a lot of lack of access to health care and other supports.
Is part of that combination of vulnerability due to a sense of prejudice over the suspicion that perhaps Latinos working in the United States are part of an undocumented immigrant community, and therefore banks might be quick either to foreclose or loath to lend to such individuals? What evidence is there of that?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you have to recognize a lot of diversity within the Latino community. There are new immigrants, there are undocumented, and sometimes they're in the same families and very well connected. And so the kind of pressures that have been coming up in many communities and states against the undocumented are being felt by this population. However, I would say that even second and third generation Latinos sometimes are also experiencing this recession in with great hardship because of just general discouragement that we're seeing the rest of the population.
You know, it's dangerous to categorize and to put all the people into a particular category. But I'm wondering if part of this is for individual Latinos a work ethic confronting an economy that doesn't really have a place for that person, and if that translates into some sort of disillusionment or political bitterness, or is likely to be reflected in the polls or in the deterioration of urban communities 5-10 years down the road.
Well, I think it's a frightening prospect for the whole country. Latinos have historically had some of the highest employment rates of all groups in this country, but still cluster at the low-wage jobs. The work ethic is there, particularly amongst recent Latino immigrants. And in many communities, the Latino labor is the backbone of the whole economy because they do all the work that Americans typically don't do. At the same time, This recession is having a terrible impact, and what we need to realize is that when young Latinos are not working, the fastest growing segment of the country, it imperils our pension system and Social Security, because these are the workers who will support older Americans in their retirement.
Where's the opportunity for outreach here? Is it at the local level in urban sort of anti-poverty programs, or is there a federal incentive or a federal program here that can be geared up to address this issue of young Latinos who, as you say, the fastest growing segment of the American workforce?
Well, I think that we have to think creatively about this stimulus and how to generate economic development and jobs in the areas that have been the most hard hit. You know, Latinos were drawn to this country to do to work, and in the industries that are right now suffering the most, this is where we're seeing the displacement of labor. So we need to see more kind of new initiatives, and I think some public-private partnerships are probably the best way to bring that about.
So targeted initiatives, not to provide quotas for employing Latinos, but maybe investing in educational institutions in hard-hit neighborhoods.
Well, education is key. For the longest time, Latinos, particularly Latino males, have had some of the highest dropout rates in the country. And what's interesting about that is that Latinos typically dropped out of school to work, to go and support themselves and their families. Now, with the jobs not being there, the need to stay in school longer to get high school diplomas and college degrees is even greater. So we need to find ways to encourage that, and we need to think creatively about how to get schools to be better equipped to serve this population.
So of 46.2 million Americans living in poverty, according to the census data, 28.2% of Latinos under that poverty line. Did that surprise you when you saw that number?
Well, not really, because, as I said, we've known for a while that the poverty rates amongst Latinos are very high, even though the employment rates are also high because of this clustering in the low-wage jobs. But as I said, it's really a frightening sign because, you know, the Latino population is a younger population than other groups in this country. And so that really is America's future right there.
Pedro Noguera is a sociology professor and head of the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education at New York University. He spoke to us from Long Island. We leave you with three voices from The Takeaway. On unemployment. Actually, we won't do that, but you've been part of that conversation all along at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. The question is, what does poverty look like in your community?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.